Now, Procol Harum, one of Britain's most successful and enduring rock bands, will be playing an orchestral concert in London on Monday, the first time for 18 years they've played with an orchestra in the UK. Most people will know them because of this. We skip the life and then go. Turns cartwheels across the floor. I was feeling kind of seasick. Well, the group's lead singer, Gary Brooker, is with us now. And that was you all those years ago.
Yes, it
the moustache has changed colour slightly, huh? If you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, well, I just never found the right dye. So I thought, well, I'll do things naturally.
But that was then, this is now. You're back, and in a big way.
Yes, we're doing this concert with the BBC Concert Orchestra, Crouch End Choir, at the Dominion, so there'll be... You know, there'll be 110 of us on the stage, I think, by the time we're all on.
Wow, that's going to take some planning, isn't it? All those people on the stage at the same time, knowing their exact roles.
One rehearsal and we'll be on.
Oh, you're so relaxed and calm about it all.
We'll see, yeah. On the day, I might get nerves, you never know.
But this is the first time in 18 years, so why have you decided to do this now?
Oh, well, they asked us, the BBC Consort, you know,
right.
BBC asked us
they
to do this for
to
Radio
asked.
2. We have played with orchestras over, you know, last year we played in America with and Canada.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Germany, I think.
Right.
So we play with them quite often. We've been working the stuff up over the decades, if you like.
And will you be playing A Whiter Shade of Pale? I mean, that's your most enduring song, isn't it? That's what people remember you for.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we hope that we can do in playing here is... demonstrate to a lot of people that in fact we do a lot more than that one song. Which is true, otherwise we wouldn't have lasted that long.
No, clearly not. Shall we have a look at you in action today? Let's see, let's have a clip.
Yeah.
Find your audience are nowadays, because you've been going for 47 years?
Oh, we've got... I mean, it's not all old people or anything like that. I'm usually the oldest one there. There's a lot of young people are interested. I think you have to like music a bit to like Procol Harum. But, you know, there are people that like music.
Well, you've got enduring appeal, haven't you, across generations?
Thank you very much.
<That's true.
laughs> I don't think we've ever followed fashions with our music.
And do you think that's the key, not to follow fashion, to be distinct in your style?
You don't think of life like that, but we never have. I've never followed fashions, musically speaking. I've thought, oh, this is the type of thing that everybody's listening to. We'll play that. I mean, White Shade of Pale was nothing like anything else that was around at the time.
Very distinctive sound. What do you think of modern music? Are you a big fan of modern music, or...?
Pass.
Okay. Sing along. I mean, your voice there is still incredibly strong and incredibly good. Do you practice? Do you sing in the shower, you know, practice at home?
Well, I've just moved. My shower's not big enough to even turn around in.
So is mine, actually.
You can still sing.
But do you have to keep practising to keep your voice that good? Or
Unfortunately, I'm not a great one for that. I do...
I
think I've got lucky,
voice.
Something lucky in here where it doesn't get... Touch
wood,
no it doesn't
here,
get
sorry.
Sore. If I sing a lot, it doesn't wear out. And I think if I couldn't sing like I do, I wouldn't do it.
And we wouldn't
carry
enjoy
on with
it as
going
well.
Bad.
But do you think over the years your voice has changed?
I think I sound slightly more mature than I did in 1967.
Just a touch.
Just a touch. Not. I think when you start up a song that people know, that they recognise it immediately. They'll usually get commented on, well, you know, you're singing really well these days. So...
That's
it's
nice.
Good, huh? Yeah.
That's nice to be at the
couple
top
of rehearsals
for 47
and
years.
One more to go, and then hopefully I won't wear myself out by Monday night.
We wish you all the best for Monday. I'm sure it'll be a fantastic evening. Gary Britton, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Naz, follow that, but don't sing, please.
No, I was going to say, if you want some dye for your moustache, you can borrow some of my hair. Anyway, for today, it is looking cloudy and damp to begin with downpours of rain across northern parts of the UK, clearing up...